Next patient is Kevin Cornwall, C-O-R-N-W-A-L-L, Cornwall, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N. Date of birth is 4-8-55, date of visit 4-17-23. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is for the illness. This is a a 68-year-old female who, I'm sorry, this is a 68-year-old male who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea. Had a polysomnogram done in August of 22, and states that he has not had any CPAP set up arranged for him. The patient has a history of snoring and denied daytime sleepiness, but has fatigue. He has gained some weight, and his polysomnogram done on 8/22 showed an AHI of 6.4 events per hour. REM sleep 22.7 per hour. And the O2 sats dropped into the low 80s. The patient was advised to get an auto PAP set up at nights. He had already been assigned a CPAP machine more than 10 years ago, but this was recalled 2 years back. But he continues to use his old machine with the satisfactory results. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of lumbar disc disease at L4 and 5, laminectomy. He also had knee surgery on the right for torn ligament. He also had a exploratory laparotomy for removal of a cystic mass and repair of an ulcer some years ago. The patient has hypertension and denies any anxiety or depression. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 14 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Presently retired. Previously worked for the Harris Corporation and manufactured microwave devices. Next paragraph, family history. Father had diabetes, mother died of kidney failure. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies fatigue, weight loss, denies cataracts or glaucoma. He has no nausea, vomiting, no urinary symptoms. He has no leg or calf muscle pain. He has some joint pains of his extremities and lower back pain. And denies any skin lesions. He has no headache, seizures, or memory loss, no urinary frequency, dysuria, and there's no hay fever or asthma, but has apneic episode. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert and no acute distress. There was no clubbing sign of just a peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 by 80. Pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.3. Weight is 201, SAT 98. HENT and non-cephalic people is reactive. Thing is, my throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Next couple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with clear lung pills. Heart the absence of regular asthma and no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cleft tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor or sensory deficits. Cranial lungs grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, history of hypertension. Number 3 is degenerative arthritis and chronic back pain. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get an auto PAP set up and it will be placed at 4-20 centimeter H2O pressure with a full face mask. He will also try to lose weight, avoid narcotics or alcohol at night, and advise to get a chest x-ray and a pulmonary function study. A follow-up we arranged here approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Eric O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L.